Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a wanted man, baby, living in these streets. Send child support, soft fit to put a warrant out on me. Say I owe them $6,500 and they want their money. And it's so funny, cause they know I ain't got that kind of dough. Like it's my fault that she got on welfare. I told her we can go half on a sample like I am the daycare. But no, she got comfortable at the bottom and wanted to stay there. And I don't know how this gonna turn out. Y'all keep me in prayer.
Oh, this crazy.
Police on me, right? And I didn't really have no money to get this lady, you know what I'm saying? It was either get some money or go to jail. Go to jail, get some money, you know? And I just went back to what I knew how to do best. I'm a stick-up kid.
Welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees, and thanks for joining us this evening. I'm going to do this show, whether you guys like it or not. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, producer and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That was Life Jennings with Greedy singing about his child support woes. It's the topic of the hour, and tonight we'll be answering the question many men in our society have been asking for decades. Is child support unfair, or are they simply paying their fair share? Likewise, we'll talk about paternity fraud and about how to put an end to deadbeat dads and deadbeat moms, for that matter, once and for all. I'll be taking your calls at 714-409-0610 in just a moment. But first, let me introduce you to tonight's guest. That's right. I have not one but two guests this evening, and I'm trying to provide a little bit of balance for what is to be a very sensitive subject tonight. So first up is Morgan Richardson, a divorce attorney and mediator in my hometown of New York City. She focuses on divorce and family law issues such as custody, child support, alimony, and marital property issues. Morgan has also received her law degree from Tulane Law School in New Orleans. She is a licensed attorney in Maryland, D.C., and New York. So if you live in those areas and you need a good divorce attorney, then be sure to look her up. Morgan juggles her job as an attorney with her other job as a divorce mom, so she's definitely got some personal experience when it comes to child support issues. She's also been named by Super Lawyers as one of New York's rising stars, that is, best attorneys who are 40 and under, and been named by the American Society of Legal Advocates as a top 40 family lawyer under 40 in the state of New York. She's an active member of the New York State Bar Association's Committee for Women in the Law. Her firm, Richardson Legal, is an LLC that is located, I believe it's in Queens, New York. And she also blogs at thedivorceartist.com, and she loves to come on talk shows like Relationships 360 Degrees. Morgan, it's great to have you with us this evening. Thanks for hanging out. There are a couple of technical glitches at the top of the show, but hopefully I've got them resolved here. Hey, Morgan?
Yes, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really am excited for this opportunity.
All right, awesome. Well, let's dive right in. I know that I do have another guest that's going to be joining us that I'm sure you guys are waiting to hear from. It's Miss Erica Dixon of VH1's Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, which documents her real-life co-parenting relationship with hip-hop artist, ex-fiancé, and father to her daughter, Imani, a little scrappy. She was born and raised in Atlanta, but she lived in New York for a while as well. So kind of a New York connection amongst us three women on the show tonight, Morgan.
That's great.
And, you know, speaking of TV and rap stars, Morgan, your firm, Richardson Legal, has represented high-profile clients ranging from fashion designers to music artists and even a Nobel Prize winner. Any names you can share with us of clients that you've represented?
No, all of my clients are strictly confidential. Everything in divorce is very confidential. Even our filings in the state of New York are protected by confidentiality, so really only the parties can access anything that's been filed in the court. The only reason why people get access to information about celebrities is our courtrooms are open to the public. So you can always go watch the show live while it's happening in court, but you can't access those records.
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, hopefully you can give us more information about thedivorceartist.com. That's an interesting name for a blog. How did you come up with it, and what can people who visit that site expect to find there?
I like to track what, current themes that we're seeing in my office. A lot of times a topic will come up, it'll be a reoccurring theme, and then I'll try to write about it. I take great pains to sort of keep my clients' information confidential. You know, I'll change a man's situation to more a woman's situation or conflate a few issues so that people are protected. But I think that narrative and for that matter, radio are such great formats for talking about legal issues because lawyers generally tend to be really dry. The law, you know, can be really dry. But people's stories are very interesting. And so I think that if you can tell a story that's talking about the law, it can really bring points home to people who are reading or listening. So that's what I try to do in my blog.
Actually, and we're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, your experience with divorce in just a minute. But I wanted to talk about this article that you wrote. You also write, in addition to the divorceartist.com, you write for other sites. You recently wrote an article for the Good Men Project titled Paying Your Fair Share or Funding Your Ex's Shopping Spree. Sounds familiar, right? It's kind of similar to the title of the show. So thanks for the inspiration, Morgan. if you would, explain your stance or the stance that you took on child support in that article. I found this to be very, very interesting.
Well, I think it's not surprising to say that I get a lot of male clients, and I think their main frustration with child support is this total lack of control as to how it's being spent and what their perception is about how she's spending this money. And I wanted to look at, you know, sort of what does it cost to raise a child? I think that we can all agree that the cost of raising a child these days is just tremendous. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture has come out with a new calculation saying that from birth, from the start of the child, the birth, to the age of 18, it takes over $200,000 to raise a child, which is just, it's a huge amount of money that has jumped up tremendously for two middle-income parents, and that was their sort of basic calculation for two middle-income, and middle-income being $59,000 to $100,000 parents making that kind of money. So, you know, my thought was, well, how does that comport with what are you paying in your child support? And in sort of pulling it apart and looking at the numbers, it seems like, you know, the amount of support you'd be paying for one child in New York under our statute pretty well comports with that figure. So to me, that seems a little bit on the fair side. I think the unfair thing about it is just the sense that, you know, this may be money you were spending on the child when you two were together. You just didn't feel it as much. Now you're writing a check or you've got support collection unit involved and you really feel it and you have no control over how it's being spent. So that's sort of the gist of my article.
Yeah, and I'm interested to know, and you guys can call in. I see a couple of you on the line right now. I'll be coming to you shortly here. Again, the number is 714-409-0610 if you want to weigh in on the conversation. Child support, unfair or paying your fair share? And, of course, Morgan wrote an article for the Good Men Project called Paying Your Fair Share or Funding Your Ex's Shopping Spree. So I'm sure some of you have some comments about that in response to that question or the question in that title of the article that she wrote. But let me ask you this question, Morgan. How many women spend child support, in response to that question you raised in the title of your article, how many women spend child support money on themselves instead of their children?
Well,
just in your experience
in
litigating child support cases, kind of what is your sense of that?
I mean, I think that it would be impossible for me to give you a figure. I don't think we'd be having this conversation if women who receive child support were not somehow spending that money on themselves in some degree. But before you get too, you know, judgmental about that, my thought here is, you know, support, she's spending it on herself. She's got herself a new apartment. You know what? Your kid benefits from that. She's got herself new furniture. Your kid benefits from that. So what is it to spend it on yourself? I mean, yes, there's going to be some extreme examples of shoe collections or, you know, facelifts or things like that, LIFO. But at the same time, you know, the theory here is that if she's being lifted up in some capacity, your child is also being lifted up in some capacity. So I think that that's some food for thought for some people out there who may be very angry about the spending that's going on. Clearly, there's no way to track what she's spending it on, or else we wouldn't even need this conversation. I don't think that people would feel as outraged about the support that they're paying if they could see, yes, it's going into some sort of saving account, or yes, I see where my child has everything that he needs to make it through school and through difficulties and just on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, but you know, we're going to talk to Miss Erica Dixon in a little bit here in about 10 minutes from now. You know, her child's father, you know, claims that the money, or she's asking for an exorbitant amount of money, and he tends to think that, you know, that money's not being spent on the daughter. So I definitely know, you know, that there are men out there that would beg to differ, you know, with, you know, the comments that you just made. And, you know, some of them are on the line. And, again, I'm going to come to you guys in just a minute. So if you can just hang on just one more minute, just want to ask another question or two to Morgan. Are you currently, I know that you are a divorced mom, or are you currently receiving child support or paying child support possibly?
I'm very fortunate that my ex and I are very amicable and we have a shared custody arrangement. I have not really received support in any sort of major consistent way. But we work on things like, you know, if an expense like daycare or camp is coming up, how are we going to share in that expense? And also, you know, we also work out timing issues. Like I work late. Can he keep the kids that day? If I have court early, you know, one morning, will he be able to take them? So I do feel like we have a very fluid amount of custody that's going on that sort of justifies that. And under the New York statute, that's one factor that a court can consider in a deviation from mm-hmm. the statute. So typically, for one kid, you're going to pay 17%. For two kids, it's going to be 25%, and you can relatively predict that. But if you want to try to deviate out of that scheme, there's a number of factors that can be considered, and the amount of time you're spending with the children is one of those things. And, you know, that's not to say, though, that if you have an absolute 50-50 share, if it's an acrimonious situation but you're still sharing the children, the court will decide that whoever's making more money is going to pay some sort of support. It may not be the full amount, but
right.
That's sort of how the court will tie-break in a sort of less amicable situation.
So definitely having custody, you know, maybe on weekends or something like that, and having the child, you know, living with the parents that may have to pay could definitely reduce their child support payment.
Well, and you know what's interesting is in New Jersey, they actually do tie the amount of time to the amount of money. But
mm-hmm.
New York State just doesn't do that. It's a totally different statute. It's a totally different scheme here. But that is a relevant factor when you're looking at reasons to deviate, to opt out of the statute. And it depends on what judge you're in front of and how willing they are to consider the amount of time you're spending with the kids.
Well, let me ask you this quick question before we go to the phones and then to a break, because I want to bring Erica Dixon into the conversation. You know, I was doing some research, you know, for this show, and, you know, I saw kind of a proposal for, you know, how we could maybe get rid of the, you know, deadbeat dad, you know, issue in our society. And so I came up with this question. Should men who were adamant about not having a child with the woman who they got pregnant and is demanding child support have to pay?
I think that they should have to pay. You know, there's a saying, you pay to play. So maybe they didn't want the child, but they were part of creating that child. And frankly, you know, that goes to public policy issues. Who is responsible for that child? It's that man's child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much of a father they want to be is another issue entirely. But in terms of the cost of raising a child, you know, we I just said the U.S. Department of Agriculture is saying it costs over $200,000 to raise a child from birth to age 18. Are we all going to pay for his child, $200,000, or should he be responsible in some degree?
That is a thought out there, is that the taxpayer should foot the bill if the father doesn't want to be a father. And so, yeah, that's definitely a sentiment that is out there. So, you know, regarding this question, what are your thoughts about having both parties to – this was an idea that I read about – but what are your thoughts about having both parties to sign a contract stating that if the woman gets pregnant, this is a contract before, you know, the two parties engage in sex. So what do you think about, you know, the two parties before they have sex signing a contract stating that the woman, if the woman gets pregnant, the man will not assume financial responsibility? There are actually feminists that are pushing for this. In the name of, you know, equal rights for men and women, would this kind of arrangement be legally binding?
I don't believe that it would be. Just because you enter into a contract doesn't mean that it's a legal or valid contract. For the most part, we do a lot of prenuptial agreements in my office, which is simply a binding contract on the terms of what would happen if you get married and you get divorced. What could go wrong and how you've agreed in advance. That's a prenuptial mm-hmm. contract right there. And we never put in custody or child support terms because they're just not, you know, it's not predictable and it's not a binding or valid provision. I don't believe a court would uphold that. Again, I think it has to go to a public policy sort of, view, because we're looking at who's going to fund a child, whether that child is wanted or not. I think what's really interesting and what I think the focus of reform needs to look at is the fact that we are one of the only first world countries that jails men for failing to pay. That, I think, is a horrible policy. And I think mm-hmm. it really needs to be revised because we're basically, it's a debtor's prison. And they get into jail and there is no way for them to dig themselves out of these holes. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is where the real area of focus needs to be. It's not, you know, who's going to fund this child, but let's look at how some European countries are handling that, where they'll say, you know what, we'll foot the bill for the child, the taxpayers, but then we'll go after dad. He's not going to jail, but we're going to go after him through all of our resources in terms of looking at what is he making money off the books? Does he have any bank accounts? How can we get him to pay back what we're paying for him? Rather than putting him in jail, I think that makes more sense.
Okay, great. And, you know, it looks like Ms. Dixon has joined the program. So I think I'm going to go ahead and take the calls after we take a quick break here, Morgan, if you don't mind, and then we'll continue the conversation. So, yeah, let's take a quick break, then bring on Ms. Erica Dixon, who has joined the show and is ready to discuss her child support case with her daughter's father, hip-hop artist and co-star of VH1's Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Little Scrappy. I'll also be taking your calls, so please hang on, everyone. I'll get you on the air in just a few minutes. But first, I'm curious to know, have you ever wanted to visit New York? We've been talking about New York. All of the women on the show tonight have connections with New York. Or perhaps, you know, you've wanted to visit Hawaii, Cancun, Fiji, maybe Costa Rica or Australia. Why haven't you visited those places? Was it because of time or price or maybe both? Well, either way, you deserve a dream trip. And now you can visit every one of those destinations. Trade in your cubicle for an ocean cruise. Exchange your rush hour for a no-rush sunset. Vacation starts as low as $199, from theme parks and family fun to all-inclusive resorts and romantic getaways. It's all there for the choosing, because you deserve a dream trip. Your family deserves a dream trip. Even your coworkers and neighbors deserve a dream trip. But only so many can fit in your car, so visit youdeserveadreamtrip.com today and enter sponsor ID 649-735-44 or email welcome@youdeserveadreamtrip.com to learn more about some of the most exciting getaways on the planet. You deserve a dream trip, so visit youdeserveadreamtrip.com today and don't forget to enter sponsor ID 649-735-44 and don't forget to let them know Relationships 360 sent you.
How do I get my husband back?
Why won't my wife have sex with me?
Where can I find a good man?
Is she marriage material?
Why do my kids hate me?
Find answers to all your relationship questions during Relationship 360 Thursday nights, now at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on Blog Talk Radio. Plus, win relationship resources and tools to help repair, build, and maintain positive, enriching character-based relationships. Set a text or email reminder for the next episode of Relationship 360. Listen anytime at www.blogtalkradio.com/relationships360 or download the show on iTunes for easy listening on the go. Relationships 360 at www.blogtalkradio.com/relationships360. Thursday nights, now at its new time of 9 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to Relationships 360 Degrees, Thursday nights at 9 on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Relationships360 and Facebook at www.facebook.com/Relationships360.
Welcome back to Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, your host for tonight's episode, Child Support, Unfair or Paying Your Fair Share? That's the question many men and perhaps women listening to this show tonight are asking. And I'm going to give you guys an opportunity right now to share your thoughts. The number again to call is 714-409-0610. But before I take your calls, I want to welcome back Morgan Richardson, a very successful New York City divorce attorney, divorce mom, and blogger at divorceartist.com. And I also want to welcome the beautiful Miss Erica Dixon, one of the stars of VH1's hit reality TV series, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Thanks for coming on and discussing your child support story with the Relationships 360 family.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. I'm glad we were able to do this tonight. I'm seeing all kinds of messages from Vlog Talk Radio saying that there were some issues with the guest line and, of course, my line to start the show. But I'm glad that we were able to get up and running this evening. Eric, I have a handful of questions for you about tonight's topic. I know you got to listen to a little bit of the show before the break. But, you know, I was curious to know, after years of settling your child support issues with little Scrappy outside of the courtroom, why did you finally decide to hire a lawyer and take him to court?
Because it went on for entirely too long to where, you know, you try to be lenient, you try to be nice, okay, you can't pay this, what do you want to pay? Okay, you want to pay this, you know, be consistent with it if you're going to pay it. And it just got to the point where I just felt like he was walking all over me because it was just like, you know what, even if I don't do it, I know my daughter's going to be taken care of. And, you know, as moms, we have to anyway regardless, you know, because we don't want to see our child go without. But he's well and able, and everybody, you know, it you can see that. So it's like, why even, you know, why do that when you're well and able to, you know, to take care of her, just to pull your weight financially where you need to be?
Gotcha. And, you know, what is the status of your child support case right now? Are you close to being done or close to coming to some sort of settlement?
Yes, we're very close to being done. Yeah. Mhm.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome because you know, just a week or two ago, I was watching the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta reunion special, where you claimed that Little Scrappy hadn't paid Imani's medical insurance after promising that he would do that. In turn, Little Scrappy claimed that you and your lawyer were asking for $5,000 in monthly child support instead of $2,000 per month, to which he had already agreed. Is the amount of child support you're asking for fair and in line with Imani's actual monthly expenses?
It's, see, here's the thing. A lot of people don't know that Scrappy himself went and put himself on child support. That's what he went and did on his own. I never put him on child support. And when we went,
mm-hmm.
that's what he wanted to pay. So if that's what you wanted to pay, you need to pay that. No one ever asked him for $5,000. Like, I don't even know where that came from. That's just so far-fetched. You said you wanted to pay the two. All I asked is that you pay the two. That's it. I didn't ask for anything more or anything less.
Okay, and so you said you're very close to getting a settlement, so I'm going to assume that he lowered the amount, he dropped down from that $5,000 a month to something that, I don't know,
maybe a little bit more. I don't know where the $5,000 came from. I know he can't pay $5,000 a month, so that would be really, you know, that's so far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
That's ludicrous, like...
So
it
sounds
like
the reason why you took him is just, you know, to get the consistency of the payments coming in,
right.
Whatever that amount
mm-hmm.
Would be. So, yeah, it sounds like from your perspective that you've been trying to be as fair as possible. I know things got a little bit heated, but, you know, it's live television, so it totally makes sense. I wanted to talk about, you know, one other thing that happened on the reunion special.
Mm-hmm.
Things got heated, as I said, and Little Scrappy claimed that you often leave your daughter, Imani, with him while you spend time with your new NFL player boyfriend. What is your response to his claim?
It's so stupid. Like, you know, yes, me and my boyfriend, you know, we take trips just like you and your girlfriend take trips. I'm not going to say you leave, you know, Imani with me when you're with your girlfriend. I'm her mother. So I'm not leaving her with you. It's your visitation time. Enjoy your visitation time regardless of what I'm doing, you know?
So you're not asking him to have her outside of his scheduled visitation time? That you've agreed on.
Right. Outside of your scheduled visitation, you get her on a weekend. So if I go out of town on the weekends with my boyfriend, what concern of it is yours? Is your visitation time with your daughter?
And true. And, you know, even if you did, I mean, as you said, it is her father. As long as, you know, it's not being abused. So I could definitely see where you're coming from on that for sure. Guys, you may have some questions for Erica this evening, so I'm going to give you an opportunity to jump in the conversation, or even if you want to make a comment on something that Morgan said earlier in the show. So why don't we bring up area code 302. Welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees. You have a question or comment for Erica or Morgan tonight. Area code 302.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, what's your name and where are you calling in from tonight?
My name is Ricardo and I'm calling from Delaware.
Okay, awesome. So do you have any comments about the show or a question that may have been prompted from the discussion so far tonight?
Well, I would more so have a comment. The comment would be, you live and you learn, and it's good to exchange information, and I think the information that the ladies are sharing is very important because for people who don't have answers and they're seeking answers, they get a chance to have something to at least gauge their own situation by. So I'm very thankful to be participating and listening intensively to everything that the wisdom that you're imparting to us. So thank you.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, thank you for joining the program. And, you know, I asked Morgan some pretty interesting questions. Do you have a comment on any of the questions that I asked her, especially when, you know, it came to maybe signing a contract, you know, with the person before, you know, engaging in sex with that person to say, if you get pregnant, then the father says, if you get pregnant, then I'm not going to be responsible for that child. What was your take on that?
Well, as I said, I'm really here to learn, because it's like in today's world, in context to how I came up, it's you got to be careful about everything you do, and mm-hmm. to be intimate with someone. From my point of view, in this world, this time, you got to consider that they got to really match up to certain things, certain qualities, right? And I think when you got to get down to those kind of questions, it kind of lowers the value of whether or not a person should even be considered to be in a relationship. In other
Absolutely.
Words, I think you definitely have to have an understanding. I think you definitely have to have an understanding. I think you got to really feel where each other wants, where each other is coming from, and you got to understand whether or not that person really fit into your life, and if they have character or purpose, that they will stand do the right thing should an intercourse or intimacy occur, and the pregnancy does happen. But then there is preparation on both parties' side, wherein you prepare to make certain that certain things don't happen. So I would have to consider all the above, but I'm learning.
Absolutely. Point taken, for sure. Thank you so much, Ricardo, for calling in from Delaware. We really appreciate your contribution to the show. And, yeah, I hope you'll listen to the remaining minutes that we have here. Thanks so much for calling in again.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay tuned right to the program. Thank you so much.
All right. Awesome. All right. And, yeah, we will look forward to taking some more calls here. But, you know, Eric, I wanted to ask you before you get out of here about your career and your plans, your future plans for your career. Anything that you want to highlight? I know that you had launched a hair and a dress line called Class 6 recently. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
The dresses, I launched probably about 2 years ago on season... It was either season 2 or 3 of Love and Hip Hop, and the dresses are made for the everyday woman to fit, you know, every woman's, you know, shape and size. If you haven't been to the site, it's class6.com. That's KLASS and the number 6.com. I also did a relaunch of my hair, which is Class6 Extensions, and we offer different types of Brazilian hair, the straight, the wavy, a deep wave, a princess curl. We've also added some clip-ins, different color clip-ins, from blonde to red to brown. Mm-hmm. So if you check out that site, that's classicshair.net, spelled the same way. I also have a children's book that I've done, and it's called Southern Belle, Introducing Southern Belle. And it's just the beginning of me telling my story, you know, about my life, you know, what I've been through. You know, I'm on a reality show, so you get to see kind of like bits and pieces. But, you know, the book is, it's a kid's book, ages maybe. I read to a pre-K class, and they actually, you know, understood the story and everything. So I would say pre-K to maybe like third grade. And if you go to my website, which is MissEricaDixon.com, it's the link there for, you know, the books, the hair, and as well as the clothing.
And how old is your daughter Imani? She's definitely past third grade, correct?
Yes, Imani is 10. She's in fifth
grade.
Okay,
she's 10 now.
She's a
big girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what did she think of the children's book?
Oh, she loves it. The illustrator actually took a picture of it's actually Belle. It's herself. The character is Imani when she was younger. They just took a picture and drew Imani. So she loves it. She loves the fact that, you know, it's her all over the book. She's like, you know, that's me. And she was reading the book last year. She was just loving it, reading it every night over and over again.
Fantastic. And finally, I heard from a little birdie that you'll be starring as an attorney. we've been talking about, you know, court and all of that. So you'll be starring as an attorney in the dramatic TV series Black Gold. Any chance that you'll be portraying a divorce attorney?
No, she's not a divorce attorney.
She's a
defense attorney, and I'm not sure if they're going to do like a movie or they're going to make it like a series. I would love for it to be a series, but I work alongside, you know, Vivica Fox, who is just, you know, awesome, and I was so nervous. But I actually play an attorney for her daughter who got into some trouble. And it's basically the story about a young girl, Montana Price, who I play from Louisiana, and just coming into her own. She kind of was in the shadow of her her boyfriend is an athlete, so she's kind of, you know, in his shadow. So she's kind of coming out her shell and coming into her own woman. You know, she's fresh out of college. Mm-hmm. So she gets this case working for Vivica Fox plays the mayor. So she's defending the mayor's daughter. So this is something huge for her. Like, this will give her, like, a leap in life. So it's really good. It has a lot of twists and turns, you know, in it to keep people, you know, tuned in.
Yeah, it sounds like the Mary Jane series that's on BET.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I watch all of the reality shows, if you guys couldn't tell. But, I love Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I never miss it. Well, if I don't get to watch it, live, then I'll DVR it, of course. Speaking of which, what is your future with Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? And can you give us a hint of what we'll see from you on the show next season? Are you coming back next season?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I went through a lot this season, and I'm just trying to grow and just become a better me.
Mhm.
And I'm gonna leave it at that. So I'm undecisive. I don't know. I haven't decided.
To be determined. And you guys heard it right here on Relationships 360 Degrees. Any final comments about tonight's topic, Erica, about, you know, whether child support is fair or not?
I feel like in some cases it can be, in some it may not be. And it has a lot to do with, you know, who you decide to, you know, be intimate with. In my case, you know, I tell a lot of people I knew him, you know, for, you know, years. Like, we were friends before we even got into a relationship, and then we had a daughter. So, we had years invested. So who he is today, I would have never thought, you know, he would be. So, I feel like I'm a walking testimony, because usually, I would say, like,
you mean before he was a little scrappy, or what do you mean by that, Erica, in terms of who he was
He changed, because when I met him, he was just Daryl. He wanted to, you know, rap, and, you know, I supported him, and, you know, it was just like, if that's what you want to do, then, you know, I support you, but I've always worked. You know, if I wasn't working, I was in school. Right out of school, I got a job. You know, so it's not like I've depended on him for anything. I've just kind of been there to support him. And if this is your dream, then, you know, so be it. Do it. I support you because we're in a relationship together. So in the beginning, you know, everything was cool. And then it's kind of like he just started to change and become a different person. And you try to tolerate it and, you know, deal with it because, you know, we have a child. So we have to, you know, deal with each other. But then it gets to a point where it's just like, okay, like, I don't have to deal with this, you know, at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the point that, you know, I got to.
Gotcha. And Morgan, you've been quiet, just listening to me and myself and Erica talk here. I don't know, do you have, like, any comments about anything that, you know, Erica has shared on the show tonight, maybe co-parenting advice? I know that you were a divorced mom. You said that you had an amicable relationship, you know, with your ex-husband. You're also a divorce attorney. So just any comments or any parting advice that you could give for Erica before she heads out?
Well, I mean, it sounds like, Erica, I don't know you, but it's nice to meet you, but it sounds like, you know, she was doing the right thing. She was trying to work it out outside of court, and, you know, sometimes you just come to that point where you feel like, you know, you're not getting anywhere, or you're just being manipulated by the other person, and that's an unhealthy place to be, too. So, you know, to the extent that anyone can work out their child support case outside of court, I think any type of case, to be honest with you, is much better handled in a mediated setting without a judge who doesn't know you trying to make a decision about your life. But to the extent that you can't, you know, that's what the court is here for. So it sounds like, you know, she tried to do what she could, and, you know, then there comes a point where you can only do so much.
Yeah, and Erica, did your attorney talk to you about going the possible mediation route, or is that the route that you're taking? I'm not exactly sure.
We're actually looking to take that route. So hopefully, you know, Okay. Everything works out there.
Okay, fantastic. Well, you know, Erica, I want to definitely thank you for stopping by. You're always welcome to come back and tell us about, you know, the new and exciting projects and the progress that you've made with those.
Okay.
Black Gold, the children's book, and, of course, your clothing and hairline. And that was, mention the website again for both the dress and hairline again before you head out.
Well, just go, let me make it easier for you guys. Just go to my website, which is MissErikaDixon.com, and everything's right there when you go to MissErikaDixon.com, from the hair, the clothing, and the book.
Well, fantastic. Well, thanks again, Erica, for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Great interview. Best wishes for a favorable outcome in your child support case and with your career endeavors and all of your relationships.
Thank you.
Good night. All right. So we'll continue on here, Morgan. Have a few questions before we wrap up the show tonight, but definitely wanted to bring it full circle and give you guys an opportunity to call in. And if you have any questions for Morgan, maybe you're a mother and you find yourself in the situation that Erica was in, and you're thinking about taking the father of your child to court. Or maybe you want to learn more about, you know, going the mediation route and what's all involved with that. So if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 714-409-0610. So while you guys are doing that, and the chat room is also open if you have any comments or questions that you would like for me to share on the air tonight as well. So, Morgan, you kind of touched on this a little bit before the break. You talked about the amount of time that the parent spends with the child being kind of a determining factor that goes into figuring out the amount of child support that that person should pay. What other factors are considered when determining the amount of the child support payment?
Well, that's a factor in New York, anyway, in determining how to deviate from the statute. The statute itself for New York does not contemplate how much time you're spending with your child. It's just giving you a number based off of your income.
Mm-hmm.
To a certain degree, New York, it's a very harsh standard across the country.
Wow.
If you look at other states have ways to calculate things that will consider how much time is spent. But if a judge is being asked to deviate from our statute, then that is one factor. And other types of factors would be, non-monetary contributions that the parent is making towards the care of the child. It can be, if you're looking at the two parents' incomes, if one parent is making substantially less than the other, that could be a factor. It can also be, and this is an important one that we've had in a lot of cases, the cost of travel for visitation. If you live in another country or if you live in another state and it's extremely expensive to see your child because for whatever reason, the split happened and you guys moved in different directions, then that should be a reason to decrease the amount of support you're paying because you're going to pay a lot just to see the child. So those can all be factors when looking at least in New York, when looking at deviations. And in some states, those are factors in just looking at how to calculate the support.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a lot goes into this. Yeah, how long does a typical child support, case take to get finalized?
Well, that can really depend. I think that, your average case, you're going to have maybe three hearings, and then we'll come up with a way to settle or to have a judge make a decision. In very, very contentious cases, it can take a couple of years, to be honest with you, depending on, what sort of information. I mean, if you have high, assets, you have a lot of assets that are complex and you're making income from different sources and things, you could have a lot of discovery information, which is the financial information being exchanged that needs to be sifted through, and that can make the case much more complicated. But for average, your average person, it's only going to be a few hearings. Because you're making money from your job and, maybe you don't have offshore investments and multiple stocks
other
and things like that
consider.
Going on. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
we need to look at what is the income from all sources and the lifestyle and things like that. So that can definitely
no
play a part.
No stone goes unturned.
Right.
So
I think the factors seem like there's a lot, but really, I mean, if you think about the stories you've heard, I had a case one time where my client's child was the product of a one-night stand, and the child's mother moved to China a week after the one-night stand. So he had never seen the child. He had no relationship with the child, and if he wanted to see the child, he would have to travel to China or bring the child from China to New York. So the cost was pretty extreme. So that was a factor in saying, you're going to bring this child from China to New York just for visitation. You shouldn't have to pay the full amount. It's just not fair. And also, let's look at the cost of living in China. This child's not being held to the same standard that somebody who's living in Manhattan is. The price difference alone is tremendous of what you could buy versus what you could buy. So those were all factors that the judge considered to make it more real for you.
And that sounds, great. It sounds like, it was settled in a fair way, but, a lot of men feel, and, this is just kind of just from hearing from men on my social media pages for the show and just talking, mm-hmm. you know, to men, you know, just every day and my family, friends, coworkers, that kind of thing about their sentiment regarding the fairness of child support laws. You know, when it comes to men, they feel like, you know, the law or child support laws are adversarial to men. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what are your thoughts about that? Would you agree with that assessment?
I think that that's probably, you know, like I said, the average case is only taking 3 hearings at most. So, yeah, that means the statute is being applied. And the statute in New York is very harsh. We're saying, here's your income, and we're taking 17% of it. And we're not deducting, you know, your federal tax withholding from that amount. That's money the federal government's taking from your paycheck, but we're still attributing it to you.
Wow.
So that's pretty harsh. That ups the 17% to more like 20 to 25% when you think about it. Because
and
that's
how many states
amount.
Have laws like New York, Morgan?
You know, I don't know
to,
across the board.
Laws like
yeah.
New Jersey.
mm-hmm. I don't know across the board. I have heard that Tennessee's laws are similarly stringent to New York, but mm-hmm. I've been told that New York across the board is just the most draconian for child support. Here, we don't stop child support at 18. We go all the way to 21. And if you were in New Jersey, you're not going to have that problem. And you're also being treated as, you know, looking at what amount of time, like I said, that's a real key for New Jersey. That is only a key here in New York, you know, looking at your time spent with the child, if you've got a judge who's willing to deviate from the statute because you're spending significant time. So that can mm-hmm. be a real hardship.
So yeah, what are you kind of what are your thoughts about what can be done to make child support laws less, you know, adversarial towards men?
You know, I've heard a lot of different theories, you know, maybe having some sort of spending account where at least you could see what things are being spent, you know, is it coming from grocery stores like a debit card where you could see what's being accounted for. I think a lot of those kinds of ideas, you know, it makes a burden on our government that may not be the best way of approaching it. But I do think, you know, what men who are facing a child support case need to think about is finding somebody who can help represent them in the best way possible and as aggressively as possible up front. And not letting, a lot of times men tend to let some of their guilt get in the way. They feel guilty. Maybe they feel guilty for the split, and they'll agree to a higher amount at first. And, you know, you don't want to do that. Don't agree to a larger amount and then realize later how
yeah,
much that's
going to
hurt.
Yeah, kind of like Erica was talking about with little Scrappy. Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that I see that a lot is that people let their guilt guide them, and this is not the place for you to let that get in your way. You really need somebody to help, you know, see the legal objectives and bring you in, you know, in terms of feeling guilty, because this is a long-term financial situation that you're setting yourself up for, and it can affect other areas of your life. Like, do you want to go back to school? Do you decide that you're going to start your own business and stop doing something that you were doing to pursue something you love? That can all be affected by child support because there's a threat that you'll be jailed for failure to pay. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, you really need to be cautious when figuring out, you know, how you're going to approach your case.
You know, what about those situations where, you know, fathers want to take care of their children, they want to spend time with their children, but their children's, you know, mother may not allow, you know, any sort of visitation mm-hmm. or contact with the children.
Yeah.
How can we help those fathers to see their children and be involved in their children's lives? I definitely know, you know, it's something that is very, very important We know that, you know, kids, you know, face a lot of risk. 63% of suicides occur in children who didn't have a father, grew up without a father in the home. So what can we do to encourage, you know, fathers to be fathers and spend time with their kids?
Well, I think, you know, we also, in encouraging them to spend time with their kids, we have to also approach the mothers in allowing him to be a parent. You know, mothers tend to feel like this is their child. There's a sense of possession over the child. But the child is both. It belongs to both of you. It is part of both of you and deserves to have both parents in his or her life. So mom needs to really start to understand that. I know personally, you know, my father has been a very important role model in my life. So I think that's why I tend to feel strongly that dads can be a great role model. And even my ex is a good father to our children. So I think it's important for moms to start to understand that. But from the legal side of it, just on September 2nd, the Second Department Appellate Division here, that's in Brooklyn, there was a case that they issued. It's the matter of Kuhl versus Rotman, and that literally just came out. It's a decision where mom's interference was so bad with dad's time. It was deemed mm-hmm. that it was a pattern of alienation. She alienated the child from the father. So the second department said, you know what, Dad, you don't have to pay now. You don't have to pay child support because mom has interfered with your relationship and kept this child from you, to such a bad degree. So the legal standard that they were setting there is that the parental relationship was unjustifiably frustrated, and that is the standard that they're setting. So if you're reaching a level where your relationship is being, you know, so alienated with your child that you're being denied access, that your relationship is being torn apart, you're not going to have to pay child support. That's a reason to suspend your support. Now, I'm not saying stop paying. I'm saying you've got to ask the court for you to stop paying.
But the law has
shifted, and the appellate division now is saying, okay, you don't have to pay. So for men out there who may be going through something or listening to this, you know, talk to your lawyer. This is a new case that came out last week that says you can suspend your support.
And this is in the state of New York,
which
has some of
yes,
the strictest,
right?
You know, child support
yep.
laws. Yeah, as you
yep,
were
right,
saying.
Right
so.
There in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is good to hear. Thanks, Morgan, for sharing that. I'm sure that could be very, very helpful to some men that are listening to the show tonight and that will be listening, you know, to the show, you know, after tonight, you know, mm-hmm. through the archives, through iTunes, through iHeartRadio. It's available in many places for you guys to listen to later, of course. So, yeah, we definitely appreciate that. I just have a couple of questions left. Then we're out of here, Morgan. We've come to the end of the show. We've been talking about child support. You wrote that article about, you know, if it's unfair or, you know, if it's the mother, you know, spending money on a shopping spree, if it's to go to that. So if you could just clear up once and for all, what expenses does child support typically cover? What is the definition of child support, you know, in legal terms?
Right. So we're looking at the percent that you would basically have been paying that covers your child's rent, that covers, you know, that amount of space in your apartment where that child is sleeping, the amount of electricity that they're using while they're there, their food, their transportation, the clothes that they're wearing. It's basic necessities that we're talking about. So New York statute contemplates basic child support, and that's the 17% if it's one child, and 25% if it's two. And that percentage is basically the legislature saying, okay, so if you have one child in your home, they're taking up approximately 17% of your apartment and your rent and 17% of your electricity and your cable and everything, and they're just adding that up and saying, okay, so you're going to pay 17%. And you probably were paying that when you lived there. You just didn't feel it because you're living there. But now that you're not living there, you're being forced to pay it, and it really can be in your face.
That is an excellent point. And I think with that, I think we can wrap up the show. You've done an excellent job here tonight. I really appreciate you coming on, Morgan, and, you know, hanging on through the
very,
technical,
very interesting.
You know, issue. Yeah, I've had a great time.
And Mystic has added a very interesting element to it, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, if our listeners want to contact you, maybe they live in the state of New York or, as I said at the top of the show, the District of Columbia or the state of Maryland where you are licensed, then how can they get in touch with you for a consultation?
Sure. Well, so our website is richardsonlegalpllc.com. And the phone number, our main phone number, is 212-537-6744. And people are welcome to contact us through our website. If you're interested in looking at any sort of articles that I've written, I post them all on my blog. Even if they've been posted on, you know, other outlets, they tend to make their way onto my blog. And I can respond to emails through my blog as well. That's thedivorceartist.com.
Excellent. And you have agreed. We love to put relationship resources and tools into our listeners' hands. You've agreed to give 30 minutes of your time complimentary for a consultation, you know, for someone that may want to talk about possibly moving forward with child support litigation or mediation. You do both, and they live in the state of New York. Would it be applicable for Maryland and D.C. residents as well?
No, my practice is based in Queens right now, so we're focused on New York City, any of the boroughs, you know, Nassau, Suffolk counties, Westchester. We handle cases there.
Okay, so if you're in the greater New York City area and you would like to take advantage of this complimentary 30-minute consultation, go out to relationships360.com. I'll give you until September 30th, the end of the month, and we're going to randomly select a winner from those of you who sign up. Between now and September 30th, we're going to pick the winner on October 1st and contact you through the email address that you provide when you sign up. So thank you, Morgan, for that. Again, we really appreciate your time tonight. It was great speaking with you. Have a great rest of the week.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
All right, great. And I also want to thank Love and Hip Hop Atlanta's Miss Erica Dixon for stopping through again. And Relationship 360 family, thanks for your comments and your questions tonight. Be sure to come back and join us Thursday, September 24th for our Supporting Fatherhood edition of Relationships 360. As I said, fathers don't seem to get the attention they deserve, so we're going to talk about why that is and what we can do to change that, because we know our society functions better with fathers in the picture. Until then, be blessed and be a blessing. Good night.